The KZN Future 50 with Pavlo Fatidis. Inspiring KZN's business future.
It's time for KZN Future 50, and for that, we have Pavlo Fatidis from Auric. Good morning, Pavlo.
Good morning, Carmen.
Tell us, which business will you be featuring today, and why did you pick them?
We're going to be featuring a company called Dynamed, which are local manufacturers of medical devices, but specifically wound care dressings. And the reason I picked this business is because it is a story that speaks to our future, and it's a story that we should all be celebrating. It was started by Dinesh Maharaj, who was in shipping, but deep down in his heart, he had a passion for healthcare, and so he started a business importing a few medical consumables, and of course, knowing nothing about the industry, he made the necessary 10,000 mistakes that we all make when learning how to build and grow a business in a new industry. He took those mistakes, he learned from them, and today he is the founder of Africa's leading wound care manufacturing right here in KZN, with the next generation of energy coming through in the shape of Ishan, who has a number of degrees in industrial engineering. He came on board 10 years ago and is taking the business now to its next level.
What makes Dynamed so special that they are on the KZN Future 50?
Tom, and it goes back to this family business idea. You know, the benefit of family businesses is that they offer very long-term horizons, because if you run a family business and you have your kids coming through in the family business, you've got the wisdom, they've got the energy to take it to its next level. And what that means is that those long-term and medium-term commitments see real investments taking place. So if you look at what Vinesh has done, what Ishan has done, they have built manufacturing facilities. They've invested in extensive machinery and plant and equipment. All of that means they are here for the long term. And if we can get family businesses moving from one generation to the next, those family businesses become the anchors of all our prosperity, and we should cherish them in KZN.
So Pavlo, tell us, where will Dynamed be in 5 years' time?
Look, they're in a good position right now in that they're supplying a lot of the government hospitals with wound care dressing. They're in with a number of the private hospital groups like Life and Mediclinic and a few of the small independents. And incidentally, Carmen, that really matters. And it really matters because there's a fellow out there called Passmore Musungwa, who's a senior supply chain manager at Life Healthcare. He gave Ishan their first break to get into the private sector, and they've never looked back since then. They're currently in the situation now where they are trying to get into Netcare, and in order to do so, they need to get accreditations with the Food and Drug Administration standards in the United States. If they can get that certificate sorted, it means they get entry into Netcare. It means that they can open up the Middle East, specifically Kuwait, Oman, Saudi, and we can start enjoying the export revenues if we can get that piece right.
Well, speaking of that, how can KZN support Dynamed?
So, we're in a very fortunate position, if you ask me, for the simple fact that they're already 70% of the way through this FDA accreditation. Now, in order to finalize it, you've got to contact a notified body that's accredited by the FDA, a kind of auditing body. That whole process takes a bit of time, but it also takes a lot of money, about two and a half million rand. But once you have that certificate, it opens up all this opportunity. The point I want to make here is that a small growing business cannot do it without the help of a big corporate entity. Netcare is a big corporate entity. Richard Friedland, the CEO, is a deeply, deeply, deeply committed South African. And my proposal would be this: for Richard to turn around and say, Ishan, if you achieve that accreditation, we will give you a 3-year contract upon achieving it. Ishan can then take that promise, raise the funding he needs to complete the audit process, and through that, he secures the business of Netcare, which then uses a local product as opposed to an imported product, and he opens the doors for a South African business based in KZN to export into the Gulf companies. We all win. All South Africans win if we get that deal done.
Well, there you have it. Pavlo Fatidis from Auric. He's joining us for KZN Future 50. And thank you so much for joining us. If you want to get involved in KZN Future 50, you go to ecr.co.za. You can find all the information you need on every single company that we feature.